to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Hey, hey, thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. I'm Cruz. I was going to do one last week, but turns out I had the stomach flu, which is fantastic. It's about as risky, by the way, as driving into a bunch of smoke at Bristol. And speaking of that track, we'll talk more about it later on in the show as the Cup Series returns. We'll also talk more about the recap of Phoenix and some new garage news. The green flag is out. Let's go for it. It's the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, the Cup Series made their return to Phoenix Raceway for the Shriners Children's 500. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate, is Phoenix a good race or not? Or even should it be a championship track? I'm going to let other podcasts debate that. But I will give you my top three highlights from the race itself, starting with the surprise struggles for Chevrolet. You know, Chevys have been pretty dominant so far this season, but they really didn't show up over the weekend. They had one top 10, and that was Ross Chastain, who finished 6th. The next Chevrolet, 13th with Daniel Suarez. Even Hendrick Motorsports was struggling at Phoenix. Kyle Larson had a very respectable finish of 14th, but the rest of Hendrick, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Definitely not the showing they were hoping for. Now, why is this such a big deal for the Chevrolets? It's just one race, right? Yeah, but here's the deal. If you don't get this figured out the next time you go back to Phoenix and you have a car in the top four for the championship and it's a Chevrolet, there's got to be some concern there. So I think they'll get it turned around. But either way, Ford and Toyota dominating the race at Phoenix, which could, again, lead to a possible championship crowning for that manufacturer later this year. And how about RFK? They had a really good run at Phoenix, and they really needed it because both teams really struggled the weekend before last. But both RFK Fords in the top five. Chris Buescher finishing 2nd, and Brad Keselowski still trying to break that winless streak, finished 4th. You know, that team can kind of be a roller coaster, ups and downs. They had a really great season last year with both teams making the championship run. Chris Buescher with multiple wins, and they've kind of started off the year ups and downs, but this is a solid finish for both RFK Fords at Phoenix. Be sure to keep an eye out on them because I do believe they're going to be a multi-time winner again this season. And I've got to wish some luck to Austin Dillon, who's been on the podcast before. He has had the worst luck of any driver in the field. Well, maybe other than Austin Cindric. But Austin Dillon had a bad season last year, and it looks like it's blending into this season already. He's had DNFs. He's had bad runs. He finished 32nd at Phoenix over the weekend. And I feel like qualifying is a big part of this for RCR because if they could get their teams up a little bit further, I feel like they can avoid some of the chaos that happens in the back of the pack. Also, they've been struggling on pit road for both the number 3 and 8 teams. I mean, Kyle Busch finished 22nd at Phoenix. Not a good run for either RCR team. But yeah, want to wish some luck to Austin Dillon because he has not had any so far this season. The point standing so far, Kyle Larson at the top with one win, 141 points, followed by William Byron, Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, and former champion from last year, Ryan Blaney, rounding out the top five. Here's what Christopher Bell had to say after his win Sunday at Phoenix.
I suck at like trying to stay upbeat after a run of bad races. And, you know, Atlanta was furthest from my fault, and but it's still a 30 whatever fourth place finish, and then we had a 33rd place finish last week, so that was pretty sad. And you know, I try to not let that affect my driving. And then we showed up on Friday and had a bunch of pace, had a really good practice, so I was feeling a lot better about it after Friday. At that point, it was just like, okay, well, if I get to 15th or 10th or whatever it is, it's going to be. And I think I got to the first car on four tires, and then it started looking a little bit more positive. I wasn't thinking win at all until I got to 3rd behind the 54. And I knew the 19 didn't have enough gas to finish, and the 54 was on right side tires. So I knew that I was in pretty good shape at that point.
NASCAR news now.
You know, that Koenig Mountain Dew car last year was fire, but I think this year's paint scheme might actually top it. Food City announcing that they will partner with Koenig Racing again at Bristol for the Mountain Dew Cheetos car that'll be driven by AJ Allmendinger. This car looks great. Check it out at jski.com. And Busch Light will be running a special fishing paint scheme this weekend at Bristol for Ross Chastain. Busch Light announcing that they will be releasing a limited run of four different fishing can designs. Each case will also have the opportunity for fans to win the ultimate fishing packages and other prizes through in-store signage where Busch Light is sold. And there's some drivers not real happy with each other, and it could possibly bleed over into this weekend at Bristol. So John Hunter Nemechek ran over Joey Logano pretty early on in the race at Phoenix. Joey not real happy, as you can imagine, with that. Another run-in happened with Eric Jones and Chase Briscoe. Those two have had a history before, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, Bristol known for its beating and its banging. And could NASCAR be headed to Dodger Stadium? There are a lot of rumors that next year the chase itself could be moved to that very famous baseball stadium to try to mix things up. Nothing official has been announced, but again, that is a big rumor that NASCAR could be racing in Dodger Stadium next season. And Joe Gibbs Racing announcing that they have reunited with Cup champion Bobby Labonte, but not on the track. Bobby will be an ambassador for JGR. He'll be doing various social media posts, meet and greets, and represent the brand across the sport. And open wheel legend Michael Andretti apparently still interested in joining NASCAR. You know, he tried to get into F1 and was rejected, so he's got some money to spend, and there have been some rumored ties to Spire Motorsports. Now, whether that'll happen or not, we'll have to wait and see. Andretti to NASCAR has been rumored for a number of years, including years back when it was all the talk that he was going to join Dodge and start his own team. And lastly, could Honda be joining NASCAR? These rumors are heating up, but as of right now, they are nothing but rumors. But yeah, a fourth manufacturer could be joining the sport. And again, I don't think it's going to be Dodge. It sounds like it could be Honda. And really, the only way that I see Dodge returning is if the Cup Series goes EV. You know, they kind of released a new Charger, but for the most part, that whole brand itself is going EV moving forward. As much as I would love to see Dodge come back in, all the talks, though, are that Honda could be the next manufacturer to be racing in NASCAR.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
The Cup Series making the return to Bristol Motor Speedway this Sunday. Green flag around 3:30 for the Food City 500. You can watch the race itself on Fox. And I know there's been some complaints behind the scenes on the short package that NASCAR's running, but I think it's going to be just fine at Bristol. My top performers for the race, I've got to go with some Toyotas. Denny Hamlin always runs well there. I think Tyler Reddick's going to have a good race. And I think that Joey Logano will also have a big rebound and finish in the top five. My dark horse for the race, Corey LaJoie. He's had a good season. He's had some bad luck lately, but I feel like that number seven Spire team is going to turn things around, and Corey's going to have a great finish. Again, don't miss the Food City 500 this Sunday. Green flag around 2:30 on Fox. Well, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you again for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.